Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. He is alive. He's defeated death. He was dead, and now he is alive. And that is the only thing that matters. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and he is alive. I could just repeat that for an hour, the whole hour. What did the people who encountered the resurrected Jesus do? What did they do when they encountered the resurrected Jesus? His own disciples, and down through every century into our own day. When they encountered the resurrected Jesus, they spent their whole lives proclaiming this gospel truth, the great gospel proclamation. Jesus Christ is alive. He has conquered death. He is Lord. Either death is Lord and death has the final word and say, or Jesus Christ is Lord. Either one of those, one has to choose in this world. And Jesus Christ has conquered death. It no longer has any power over your life if Jesus is alive in you. If he is alive in you and he is Lord of your life, death has no control over you. It's he who reigns in your life, not death. Jesus Christ is alive. That it's eternal death that he defeated. Without Jesus, without him, there is only eternal death, which is hell. Without Jesus, there is only eternal death. But because he rose from the dead on this Easter, there is eternal life, which is heaven, the life of God. You say, okay, Father, that's great, I believe that. But what do I do with that? Give me something practical. There is nothing more practical than that. But what do you need more of in your life? What do you need more of in your day? In your day-to-day life, what do you need more of? Especially as you get older. When we're young, we think we have plenty of it. But as you get older, what do you need more and more of? You say, I wish I had more time. I wish I had more time. My mom and I, this past summer, we were driving down to a wedding I had in southern Minnesota, and then a retreat I had afterward. And my little sister lives down there with her family, so my mom was going with to spend some time with her. And so we were driving through the vast prairie of South Dakota. Early in the morning, it was just quiet. You know, it had been a long time since I'd spent any sort of extended period with my mom, like multiple hours, just her and her favorite son. But as we were driving through the South Dakota prairie in silence, we passed this huge farmhouse, which was now abandoned. And as we were passing it on the road, my mom said, you know, there was probably a big family that once lived there. There was probably a big family with a lot of kids that once lived there. And they lived a lot of life on that farm, I bet. And then she said, you know, they tell you when you're younger how quickly time goes, but you never believe it. You don't believe it how quickly time goes, but it goes by so fast. And she said this not out of a place of sadness, She said it out of a place of longing, out of a deep longing in her own heart, a place of wisdom and faith. What do you need more of in your day? What do you need more of in your life? It's not time. It's not time that you need more of. It's grace. That without grace, which is the life of God, it's the resurrected life of God, without that, time becomes a prison. Time becomes a prison, and death is at the very end of it. And every minute, every second, your life, tick, 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 is drawing shorter and shorter. And time is something you have less and less of. But it's not time that you need more of. It's grace, which is the life of God. Jesus redeemed everything, including time itself. That when he rose from the dead, he opened the floodgates of heaven, which is poured into our time. And grace, which is the life of God, this is how time is measured in heaven. Grace is how time is measured in heaven. That heaven is not static. It's not boring. But there's a different sort of time in heaven. And it's the time of grace. It's God's life which fills it. And it's the grace that our hearts long for. You don't need more time in your day. You need more grace. Grace are the channels, and they're the channels which God is able to pour grace into our lives in the sacraments in which we enter into eternity, in prayer, in which we turn and we open ourselves to receive that life of God. This is how time is measured in heaven. It's redeemed time. You're not promised, neither am I or anyone, any amount of time on this earth. But what we are promised is the fullness of grace. The fullness of grace, which was poured by God the Father through the Holy Spirit into the lifeless body of Jesus. Every bit of grace was poured into his body, and he rose from the dead. And this is the grace, the fullness of it, that God desires to pour into our lives as well. That we live differently. That death is not the Lord of our life, but Jesus Christ is Lord. Because he has risen from the dead, he has conquered it, and he has filled us with his life and his grace. He has poured it out upon us. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And this is the only thing that matters. He is alive.